Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so excited that you're here listening to this episode on pre-marriage counselling, premarital counselling. And the reason that I'm excited that you're here with me is because I have so many listeners writing in telling me that they have brought my Empowered Love audio program or my Marriage Makeover program and it's really helped their relationship even though they're not married. And I also get some couples that approach me and say that they're facing some of the issues that married couples are facing and they would like to know if I offer the same kind of service, the same kind of program. And I do, it's slightly different, but it does focus on the three main steps that I take all couples through, and that's rebuilding connection, clearing negativity and resentment, and focusing on great compassionate communication. So I'm going to be sharing with you about the benefits of pre-marriage counselling and why you might want to consider it. Whether you are now not married, whether you are coming out of a marriage and you're looking at new relationships, it's definitely good to iron out any issues before they become big. Generally, when it comes to marriage counselling, people don't give it a second thought ahead of their wedding for engaged couples. They would think, well, why do I need this kind of therapy when we are so in love and our relationship is perfect? Isn't that what divorced people try before it leads to divorce? And it really does depend. Whether or not you're seeing each other with rose-tinted glasses right now, any relationship can benefit from learning how to keep the passion and love alive, how to rebuild trust, how to communicate in a way that helps you move forward rather than going round and round in circles or just going through periods of a massive argument, silent treatment, and then one of you says sorry, and then the argument doesn't ever get looked on, things don't get resolved, it's brushed under the carpet until the next time. And then this builds and builds and builds and builds. So you don't want to have that. Also, we can take a lot of relationship baggage into our relationships. And at the beginning of a relationship, sometimes couples fight, sometimes couples do things that hurt each other. And you don't want to take that baggage, the baggage of the earlier relationship, into the marriage. So these are a couple of good reasons why people seek pre-marriage counselling. And I'm going to give you the main ones today so that if you're considering it or you know someone that's getting married and engaged, you might want to share this episode with them so that whether they work with me or someone else or just go through these steps that I'm going to be sharing, they get some kind of support. Having helped thousands of couples now to turn around their marriage, a lot of people say, I wish we had done this sooner. I wish we learned these communication skills earlier. I wish I knew this before I got married. And so if any of this applies to you or someone that you love and care about, do feel free to share. I'm also going to write this in a blog and put this on my website, nicolabeer.com. So if you want to forward an article instead or if you'd like to read this, then you can do that. Because choosing a route of getting some kind of support and guidance before you get married is really, really important. And it needs to have steps. It needs to have an action plan. And it needs to cover in detail how to keep love and connection alive, how to clear your own negativity and resentment. A lot of the marriage programs out there, they don't even cover this. And yet it's the biggest block to love. Resentment is one of the biggest passion killers. And so is criticism, criticizing each other. And that's one of the main points that I cover in the communication and defensiveness. Because if we're being defensive, if you're blaming each other and saying, I can't believe you're speaking to me in that tone of voice, I'm not going to talk about the topic that you're really want to talk about because I'm being defensive. Or if when you say that you're upset about something, I say, to you, well, I'm only doing this because you did this, then you're just going to go round and round in circles in your marriage. So what couple wouldn't want to learn these communication techniques, which I cover in my audio programs and obviously working one-to-one with me? So one of the main reasons that considering relationship counselling, whether you're married or not, is good, is to make sure that the annoying habits or the issues are resolved. It could be annoying habits like not replacing the cap on the toothpaste, putting dirty plates on top of the dishwasher instead of inside, leaving wet towels on the bed after showering. These are really small issues, but they shouldn't be discounted, because when they build up and build up with other issues, then they can become a big spark in a relationship. So having some kind of relationship counselling, some coaching to move you forward, can be great to focus on these issues. Also, big issues. So those are the small issues, but sometimes couples jump into marriage without discussing, do you want children or not? Where are you going to live? What's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years' time? They just jump in and they haven't talked about these issues, and they hope that they will just disappear or they will work themselves out through time. And often they don't work out through time, or resentment has built. And if resentment is built and nothing's been said, then this is going to create a lot of tension. The next one is, you can learn a lot from, hopefully, the marriage coach that you work with. I'm not one of those marriage counsellors or coaches that will literally not say anything and just allow you to go over the past with no real direction or learning or education. So you want to make sure, if you do choose somebody to work with, that you find someone that can give you some good sound advice. Because these days, we have so much information. If you type in relationship advice on the internet, you'll get absolutely bombarded with information. And what we really are missing is that wisdom, the guidance, knowing, okay, other couples have done this in your situation. And hopefully with an experienced person, you're going to be able to get that. You're going to be able to get insights and strategies and tips to really help you move forward and get to where you want to be. The amount of times that I have men and women email me to work on their marriage on their own and to save it on their own because they know that their marriage is important to them and they really want to save it, they share with me that they've read on the internet that they need to apply a 30-day ban where for 30 days they don't speak to their partner. And I don't know what relationship experts or guidance would say that. Would say that in order to repair a relationship, ignore each other for 30 days. I mean, to me that seems ridiculous. I don't know about you. So really we need to make sure that the source of the advice is really good. And then it can be very, very helpful. The third thing to keep in mind when considering whether you're going to get any relationship counselling, whether you're married or not, is to remind yourself that everybody benefits. The relationship is going to benefit. You're going to benefit because you're going to grow and learn and gain insights. Your partner's going to grow, learn and gain insights. The relationship is going to benefit. And then if you have any other people connected to your marriage, like parents, children, family, close friends, everybody is going to benefit if there are less angry outbursts in your relationship or less silent treatment. It's going to help you and everyone. The main reason that people benefit and people say, thank you so much, Nicola, this has really changed everything for us, is that you can learn how to communicate effectively. And this is one of the most important things you can benefit from in all areas of your life. Life is about relationships. And so a vital key in any relationship is being able to communicate our needs, our desires, our wants in a compassionate, effective way. Because when a couple give up on communicating, when a couple shut down on each other, ignore each other, refuse to talk about issues, avoid each other, then the marriage really, really suffers. The relationship really, really suffers. So communication skills are an invaluable tool for all relationships. And I don't know why we're not taught this in school. Why are we not given an understanding of what criticism does to a relationship? How to express our needs and our desires? How to set healthy boundaries? How to release anger in a healthy way? This should be taught at school. And I wish in some ways that I could just go and start a whole curriculum, but I'm not even sure how on earth I would do that. So it's so important. The next one is managing finances. So a lot of the issues that couples come to me with are problems with the finances. People feeling hurt, betrayed, angry, sad, disappointed with their partner's financial choices, with their partner's view on money. Some people are easy come, easy goes with money. Other people like to save. Some people like to keep their finances separate and then have a shared account where you contribute equally. Other people want their finances to be completely shared and used as a pot. And these things, if they're not talked about before the marriage, can cause a lot of hostility in the marriage. How do you expect your finances to be with your partner? Do you see this changing? Often couples will share with me that they were angry in the first few years of their marriage because their husband or wife hid from them, in their eyes, hid from them, that they had lots of debt. And the person who had lots of debt would say, well, they didn't ask me and it's my debt and I'm working through it. And it's these kinds of things that can cause a lot of tension. So it's good to align financial goals, align financial expectations. How do you see the marriage finances working? Going through this and listening to a marriage coach that can guide you and say, okay, these are the five different scenarios that I see. Which one feels comfortable to you? And then talk and negotiate. Because nothing is worse than marriage arguments around finances. Finances are a really hot button for so many people. And the reason why is because we're so emotionally connected to money from a very young age. From the fact that it has so much fear with it. Finances, for some people, carries a lot of fear. Fear of not having enough. Fear of being vulnerable. Fear of not being safe. And many of us look to finances as comfort, security, peace. Of course, it's an illusion because anything can change at any point. And does finances really... does money really give comfort, love, security? Not always, not often. Actually, it gives us freedom. But you can have love and comfort and peace without a certain number of finances in your bank. I've been doing a lot of money coaching actually in the marriages recently, helping people to break out of debt by changing their beliefs about money. And it's amazing how so many people share the same financial fears. Doesn't matter how much they earn or how much they have in the bank, it can be this sense, I don't have enough. And some people that I worked with who are super rich are still worried about finances because they're worried that their finances are going to be taken away, that they're going to lose it. So if this is you, and I know I'm going slightly off topic here, then definitely work on this for yourself. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself, to have financial peace. The next is align your future goals. This is a great benefit of any relationship coaching. Just like building a house, you want the foundation to be strong, not weak or constructed poorly because there was no plan. And I mentioned earlier about couples who marry and hope that they can convince the other person to have children or to not have children. Or some people that can convince their husband or wife to move country, to move city, to move state, and they just avoid it and they hope that things will change. And yet couples who outline their plans and goals, share their dreams, they can then create a great shared vision. And this can keep them together and happy and focused through the ups and downs. And lastly, relationship counselling can help prevent divorce, because you're going to be learning how to clear your own negativity and resentment, how to reconnect and communicate, how to keep the connection and passion alive. And that is what really, really helps people to make that lasting change. I hear from men and women all the time that say to me that they spent thousands on a wedding dress and suits that they were going to wear for one day. They spent around $30,000 on their wedding, over $4,000 on a honeymoon, and they're miserable. And they wish that they'd just invested $1,000 or $2,000 for a relationship program to be happy. Because, of course, the honeymoon's over, the wedding day is over, and you've got your rest of your life together. So if this is appealing to you, then do feel free to go to my website, nicolabeer.com, and click on relationship coaching and book a free call with me to discuss if you're interested in a one-to-one program, or if you're not ready for a one-to-one program, but you would like to go through these steps, then you can get my Marriage Makeover audio program, which covers all of these different steps to help you be happy. From my heart to yours, thank you for listening. Looking forward to being with you in another episode very soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.